Torah tells us, Ve'ela ha-mishpotim asher tosim l'fneihem. So the word mishpatim, mishpat, usually has a connotation of din, of exacting what the exact halacha is without any compromise, pure din. However, the Tzror HaMor, a very chashuv sefer on Chumash, on page 3, has a whole arichas where he discusses that the Torah really prefers when we have lifnei mishurat hadin. Whereas we know that you do a certain thing a certain way, no compromise, strict, rigid, says that's not a good way. It's not a good way. So he says, look what he says, Eila mishpatim. Keep going further down. The first word on the line is klulin, where it has the bold letters, if you see. First word on the line is klulin. Begimatria ve'ela, I mean, here he means like Rosh Tevos. Ve'ela mishpatim v'tzorach ato lachkor ha'edim. You have to interrogate the witnesses. Ha'mishpatim hadayin mitzuva she'yase pshara terem yase mishpat. Wow. Here, ha'mishpatim hadayim mitzuva she'yase pshara terem she'yase mishpat. Asher im shneim rotzim tosim todin shneim yachem mehera. Lufneim lopnei nodiv yedar yisnachim mehera. Okay. But the point that I want to stress is this, his first Rosh Tevos. Ve'ela ha'mishpatim hadayin mitzuva she'yase pshara terem yase mishpat. That you should always look in life, you know, in life we can't be rigid because life has so many things that come up and so many nuances that come up. And if you're going to be a rigid person, you're not going to be flexible, then it's not going to work. It's not going to be good. So Eila Mishpatim, even though Mishpat really has the connotation of strict din, but behind the words there that Tzor HaMor says is Hadayin Mitzuva Sheyase Pshara Term Yase Mishpat. And then he continues in the next paragraph. Ulefi Shehadin Amok Miyim Tzenu Sarach Lasos Pshara. So Mishpatim is Rosh Tevos Hadayin Mitzuva Sheyase Pshara Term Yase Mishpat. And since the din is so exacting, it's hard to get it. Tzarech lasos pshara l'fisha tzarech levroch me'adin. V'anu b'vakshim rachamim me'ashem yisbarach v'lo din. V'zeh eilu mishpatim pshara v'din. Ki ha'mishpat hu rachamim m'urav b'din. So he says, even the word mishpat perhaps has the connotation of rachamim together with din. Kamer v'tochos b'mishpat yodi. And David kodem shachata amar ni b'tzedech echazeh panecha b'koach adin char shachata v'al tovo mimishpat as avducha shevil barachim lo yoyachol amon. And this idea is quoted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vav and Vez. Where the Gemara talks about to be botseya, to compromise, mitzvah l'tzoa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha omer mitzvah l'tzoa. Shema emes u'mishpat shalom mishpiftu ba'asharechem. Hello, b'mokum. And Rav Shecht always says over from Rav Soloveitchik that pshara is not just arbitrary. Pshara is a psak of Lufnei Mishurat Hadin. where sometimes, say for example, I'll give you just maybe a mashal. Say for example, a person was watching somebody's article, and he got, and he fell asleep on the job, and it got stolen. So Midas Hadin is he should pay the whole thing. Look, he was watching it, he's supposed to get stolen. With Nimishur Asadin would say, well, the fellow was was sick and whatever, and therefore will be more lenient since he was sick and he didn't do it maliciously, so and he dozed off a little, so maybe he doesn't have to pay the whole thing. He should pay. But as Rav Shachter pointed out, sometimes there's Pshar doesn't always mean they split 50-50, because if you don't even deserve it, and lifnei mishurat hadin, that's not even pshar. Maybe that's super rachamim. And that's what the pasuk in Veschanan on page 5, Vasisa hayoshav ha'tov b'nei Hashem, says Rashi, zu pshara lifnei mishurat hadin. Vasisa hayoshav ha'tov means pshara, which is lifnei mishurat hadin. And again, mishpatim, el ha-mishpatim is mitzvah she'yase adayin, mitzvah she'yase pshara, terem she'yase mishpat. And the Ramban in Parshas Veschanan on this pasuk vasisa hayosher v'atov says, The third page 7, the third paragraph. In other words, after they give you all the rules, then there's one pasuk in the Torah that says, but you should know these are the rules, but you have to have some flexibility to sometimes act lefnei mishurat hadin. Right? There's a halacha that if you have a field, right, and you're selling your field, so strictly speaking, you can sell it to whoever you want to, right? But lifnei mishurat hadin says that if your neighbor has a field right next door to you, and he wants to buy that field because it'll be easier now you have two fields together to plow, so give him the first crack at the deal. Even though, midin, it's mine, I can do whatever I want with it. But lifnei mishurat hadin says no, but you know, do lifnei mishurat hadin, and if it's, you know, you're getting the same price anyway, it's not like you're getting less from him, so might as well help him out. And that the Gemara in Bava Metzia learns from the pasuk in Yisro on page 8. Vizharta v'hasem v'sachukim v'satoros v'odato lohem v'saderech yolchu bo v'samase asher yasun. So what does that mean? So says the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Asher Yasun Zol Lefni Mishurat Hadin. That they learn now from the word Asher Yasun Lefni Mishurat Hadin. Tamar Rav Yochanan Lo Chorvar Yushalayim Ela Al Shadonu Bo Din Torah. Unbelievable statement. That Yushalayim was destroyed because they did Dinei Torah. So what's wrong with that? What, they shouldn't do Dinei Torah? They should do non-Jewish Dinei? What are you talking about? That when the people judged, they never looked for Pshara. They never looked for Lufni Mishurat Hadin. And this applies not only to formal Dayanim in the Bezdin, but even interactions with people. You know, everyone's going to make a mistake. So you could be a stickler and say, and be angry, Or you could say, you know, you made a mistake, I understand, okay, everyone's human, we can make a mistake, it can be more flexible, more lenient, etc. And that's what the Gemara says. If you're always a rigid person, you're always a stickler for him, then that's what Yerushalayim was destroyed. Because the people weren't able to be flexible with each other. So Tosus above Metzia has a kasha on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. L'chov Yishmael Tomer, to be Yuma Omer b'pnei Sinas Chinam. We know the famous Gemara, you know, with all the speeches you've always heard that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed Sinas Chinam. And now you're telling me what? That it's because they weren't doing Lefnim Meshuras Adin. So Tosus answers, Hava Ha Garma. They were both Sinas Chinam. And that they didn't do Lefnim Meshuras Adin. So many years ago, I saw in the Sefer Shari Ora, who was the son-in-law of Rav Shach, Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman. So he says a pshat from Rav Nochem of Shadik. On the second column, in the bottom, the arrow. Rishi v'biyo divrayim sefer avnei kodesh of nochem mishadik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu danim ha'odam mida keneged mida. Matzinu b'yirmiyo d'b'shvil shalom koru dror l'avodim nikra lehem dror l'charev. V'yin heim koru dror l'avodim gam lehem hakadosh Baruch Hu dror migolos. Tfize kam hacha shayu mechuyovim churban avor sinas chinam mikol mokam imosu lufnim mishuras adin kam lehem haya he says like this. What does it mean, Hava Ha Garmala? It means like this, that Klal Yisrael violated Sinas Chinam. They did things wrong. They did Sinas Chinam. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could sometimes be Machal. But if they were sticklers with each other, and they didn't do Lefnim Meshuras Adin with each other, so then me, the connected me, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to act with Nim Shuras Adin with them, and Mamela, that's why it was destroyed. In other words, even with Sinas Chinam, it still could have been saved if they would have acted with Nim Shuras Adin. And that's how he explains it. But it's interesting that there's a famous Gemara in Gittin. You all learned it in the Sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. So there's a lot there in Kamtza Bar Kamtza, but there's a Shari Ora from Meir Tzvi Bergman. He says over in a pshat on page 12. Tana Rabbanan, Maaseh b'Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. There was a Maaseh Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, Sheholach l'krach godol sheberomi. He went to some city in Rome. Amru lo tinok echad yesh b'beis asurim. And he said there was this little kid who was a captive. Yifei enayim v'tov roi, good, nice complexion. Futosov Siduras Lo Taltalim, nice payas, whatever. Halach v'amar Pesach Beis Asur. So he went to the jail to see who this kid was. And he quoted the Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk here in Yeshaya, page 11 here. I forgot the bracket and I apologize. Page 11, Pasuk Mem Dalet. Minoson Lemshisa Yaakov Yisrael Levozazim, meaning who caused that Klal Yisrael should be defamed and destroyed in the time of the Churban? Halo Hashem is in an Hashem Zoch Chatanulo, that we sinned against him, Halo Avu Bedrachov Halach v'lo shamu b'tarasa. So that's the pasuk in Shai. So look at what happened there. Back to the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara says, so Rabbi Yeshua went to this kid and he quoted the beginning of the pasuk. He says, Minoshan Lemshisa Yaakov, Yisrael Levozim. He started off the pasuk, and the kid was able to finish off the pasuk. It's pretty impressive. Ana also told me, for Amar Halo Hashem Zuchatan Alo, Velovo Bidrachov, Halacha Loshamu Tarasa. So, Pasuk Pshad, the kid was a Baki in Tanakh. He could finish off the pasuk. So he said, Rabbi Shua ben Kananya, Amar Muftuchani Bo Shemora Harabi Yisrael. That this kid is one day is going to be a big pasuk in Klal Yisrael. And who was this pasuk? Who was this kid? It turned out this kid was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Okay, that's the story. Oh, so take a look in the Sefer Shari Ora from Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman. He asked the kasha, what's the big deal? I mean, maybe for us it's a big deal. He knew Tanakh, it's a big deal. But I guess he said, you know, just because he knew Tanakh doesn't mean that he's going to be a big Mora Hara. So he says like this. Look at the bottom line of page 13 in the first column, bottom line. In the middle. Kvarnilu anshe chayal yideim lovin ma gadlus ra Rabbi Yeshua ba'osu tinok. What was the gadlus? Kasher shol osu tchilas haposek v'yishaya. Osu tinok ono lo hachelak hasheni ben haposek. Tchim mishum kach ra sheyeh mora harabi Yisrael. What was the greatness? So he says, so he quotes the idea of Lufni Mishura Sadin. So look now in the third column, paragraph Vihine. He can yan hetev yura shesheilas anavi v'sheilas Rabbi Yeshua losot tino shtei sheilas hei. Because he says, Tinei amayim betamei amikra shaposuch avdal v'yishayir yura שאסנחתם שפסוק על תיבס השם היינו שהנובי שואל מי נוסם לשיסו יעקב ישראל ועושם הלא השם ועל זה הוא משיב זו חתנו לו. In other words, the way the pasuk is, the way we have the pasuk, hello Hashem is still part of the question. Mi nosen lemshiso Yaakov Yisrael vozim hallo Hashem. End. But he ended, when he asked the question, he said, question mark over there. And Halo Hashem is, but the way we have the pasuk, Halo Hashem is part of the, so in other words, the way Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya phrased the pasuk is not, he twisted it in terms of where the stop of the pasuk is. The Navi, Lo Haisam, the Navi's not asking who it was, because he says Halo Hashem. Ve'matzim Halo Hashem. Malkoch shalu hay mi garm Yisrael sheyubozem Yaakov Meshisa. In other words, the Navi's asking not who did it. Of course, he's saying Hashem did it, but why did he let them? Why did Hashem let it happen? Because zuchatanu. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, he asked him, who did it? So the Tinuk said, Hashem. But he didn't just say Hashem. Halo Hashem zuchatanu lo, haynu she Hashem basu she biyub gimu midos. His spirit,
You see, when he's saying Halo Hashem, we know that Hashem
Kel Rachum Bechanun. The first Hashem is Kodem the Chet. The second Hashem is the Hashem after the Chet that's going to forgive, even though we sinned. The question was, why didn't the Midas Harachamim kick in here? Why didn't the Midas Harachamim kick in? He's not asking whether it was Hashem. He's asking, Minoson Shisa Yaakov Yisrael Vozim, and he answered, Hello Hashem, meaning the Midas of Hashem, of the Midas Harachamim, which should have kicked in, didn't. Why? Why? And what's the pasuk say? So what does it mean, drach of haloch? So what did the Gemara say? What is the Gemara darshan in the Gemara in Bav Metzia? So take a look. Here. So that's what it means. It means, why didn't Hashem give Rachamim here? Because we didn't follow the Midas of Hashem. Meaning, we didn't have the Midas of Rachamim. We didn't have Lefnim Mishuras Adin. So therefore, he's not going to kick in his Midas of Rachamim. And that's what a gaonus, not to just say the pasuk, but to explain Hello Hashem, meaning the mida of Hashem that should have kicked in, the midas harachamim didn't kick in over here. Why? Because we didn't follow his mida of mahurachim. Because we didn't do lefnim mishuras hadin, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua what? That's when what? Rabbi Yeshua Kanan Yeshua. In this kid, such insight. It's not time we sinned. That's, you know, just time to quote a pasuk. That's not such great insight. But what? What did he see in him? He saw that he understood why, even though we sinned, we still weren't forgiven because we didn't have this compassion towards each other. So therefore, we didn't have lefnim mishuras hadin towards each other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? Won't kick in the midas. But now is the key. Tighten your seatbelts for this. So who is this little kid? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Now you all know Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, because you all know the Gemara Brachas on Daf Zayin that was made to song many years ago. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Tanya, further down, Mishura Sadin. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Right? You all know that. Gemara by heart. Right? They still play this song? No? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, no? Pamachas nechnasti lahaktich Torah lefnai v'lefnim. Farisi akasriel kol Hashem tzvokos shu yoshev al kisei rom v'nisa. V'omer li Yishmael b'ni barcheni. He's asking you a bracha. Hashem is asking a bracha from Yishmael ben Elisha. So what does he answer? He wrote on the fanecha sheyich bushu rachamecha es kascha v'yagolu rachamecha al midosecha v'tisnaig im banecha b'midas harachamim v'tikonis lehem lefnim ushur asadin. That Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who as a little kid understood the what? The godless of what? Of lefnim ushur asadin. So when he comes in the Kodesh Kodashim, when he grows up and he goes in to the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol is going in lefnim, lefnai v'lefnim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him for a bracha, the bracha is that same message that he said as a little kid, that we were asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even though Klal Yisrael sins, and by right, if you sin, you deserve whatever, but please act lefnim mishuras hadin. Be mochel zayin, be mevater. And that's the yisod rabosai. Because in life, all we're going to come in contact with in life are imperfections. We're all imperfect. And we're going to always be in contact with people that are imperfect, because every person is imperfect. And if we're going to always be a stickler for din, then we'll never be happy and we'll never live a complete life, because we'll always harbor, you know, sinner in our hearts. I think Dr. Pelkowitz always speaks about, you know, a person, you know, has to learn to forgive, has to not hold on to all the past grudges that he has. And then you can, as he points out, Dr. Pelkowitz, you can live a much happier life that way. And Eila Mishpatim, that you have to try Pshara before Din. There's a Gemara in Erevin on page 18. And this fits in to this week is also what? Parsha Shkolim. And we know that Shkolim, the Torah says, Zayitnu kol over al pkudim machtis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, right? That the Shkolim was a kapara. Even the actual giving of the Shkolim. So the Shkolim you brought Karbanis with, and the Karbanis kapara, but even the Shkolim themselves, the Pasuk says, L'chaper al nafsho seichem. And what's the idea? Shkolim is like a type of tztaka. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says in Erevin, on page Vav, on page 15. The Darsh Rav Bar Meri, Yoshev Olam L'fnei Elokim Chesed Emes Minyan Tzru. Emosa Yoshev Olam L'fnei Elokim Mizman Shechesed Emes Minyan Tzru. Take a look at Pasuk in Tehillim. Next page. Yeshev Olam L'fnei Elokim Chesed Emes Minyan Tzru. So chesed ve'emes. If you want to sit with Nei Elokim, is if you have the midah of chesed ve'emes. So there's a sefer Parashas Drachim, which is a classic sefer on drush written by the Mishnah LeMelech. And he wants to understand what was the drush in the Gemara more than what the Pasuk says. So he says, third line on page 18, L'zama Rav Emosa Yeshev Olam Lufnei Elokim Bizman Shechesed Emes Min Yitzru Shitztaka Shebahafeches Midas Adin L'Midas Arachamim. But if you want to change the Midas Adin, where it's Elokim is the Din, so how could the only way Din could be a reality is if we give Tztaka. Because if we give tztaka, that promotes midas harachamim. Whereas really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, the famous Chazal in Brachos, it says, Eila todo shamayim v'aretz b'hibaram v'yom asos ha'l-shem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. And the Medrash says, on page 20, Hashem Elokim, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imbore ani asa olam midas harachamim, if I'm going to have too much rachamim, people will sin. If I'm too much adin, the world can't exist. I already borei also midas adin uva midas rachamim. You need to have both, and that's what the pasuk says over here. If you have Elokim and you want the world to stand, give tztaka. Because be'adam tztaka is, it's, even though there's chiyuvei tztaka, but it's a type of lufnei mishurat adin. Because, you know, midas tome is shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha. You know, why do I have to give you? It's mine. But Parsha Shkolim is the Parsha of Nesina. It's be'orer. It's the idea of giving something that's yours that may be, well, here the Torah is mechayev, but the concept of giving tztaka, giving things that are mine, why should I give it? The answer is, a person can't be rigid, a person has to be flexible, he has to understand his needs, other people's needs. And if a person learns that lesson, of Vatranos, that not everything's perfect. Sometimes your friend is going to do something to you and you might not be so happy, but speak it to him about it. But don't just say, oh, he's not my friend anymore, I'm never going to speak to him anymore. You always have to have the Midas, Midas Vatranos, Midas Harachamim, the Midas of Pshara. It can't be always Midas Hadin, because Midas Hadin, the world can't exist with Midas Hadin. You always have to look at the broad situation and have Rachmanis. And that's what Eila Mishpatim, that's what the Tzur HaMor says. And if you're going to be a stickler, then it's not going to be pleasant. And that's Eila Mishpatim, Hadayin Mitzuva, Shiyasha Pshara, Terem Yasem Mishpat. And if we keep this in mind, that only will have the Rachamei Hashem, because like Rav Nachum HaShadik said, it's Eilu Ve'eilu, Hava Hagar Malei. We could have had the Beis HaMikdash exist even if we had Sinas Chinam, if we would have had Lefnim Meshuras HaDin also. But we didn't have that, and we lost the whole thing. And that's the thing, Lefnim Meshuras HaDin. You have to be flexible, you can't be too rigid. Of course, it can't be an anarchy, it can't be a hefker, but there has to be a mida of flexibility, a mida of pshara, mida bitzua. That will me'orer rachmei shamayim, and that will give simchas achayim for everyone who acts in that way. Thank you.